Migrant crisis 2.0? EU well prepared to take massive inflow of refugees from Ukraine conflict. By Peter Cadell on February 24, 2022. The European Commissioner for Home Affairs has said that the EU is ready to take a massive inflow of refugees from Ukraine. European Commissioner for Home Affairs Ylva Johansson has confirmed that Europe is prepared to take in a massive inflow of refugees from Ukraine. While Johansson avoided giving concrete numbers, she made clear the claim that both Europe's bureaucratic center as well as its member states were well prepared for another influx. According to a report by Euronews, the Home Affairs Commissioner stated that the focus in Europe has been on planning for such an influx. Speaking before Putin made his move Thursday, Johansson said, "The focus has been on the contingency planning for the very dangerous situation in Ukraine." She continued, "We don't know what would be the next step of President Vladimir Putin, but we have to be prepared if there will be a massive inflow of refugees of Ukrainians into the European Union. We are looking into the support from the EU Asylum Agency with processing asylum applications, the support from Frontex with registration and border management, and the support from Europol as well," the commissioner said. Also emphasized was the importance of Poland in future plans, with the country already being on the front line of a migrant crisis originating in Belarus. Poland already took thousands of Ukrainian refugees from 2014, during the last Donbas war. Poland is, of course, a key country here, the European bureaucrat noted regarding the EU member state which is currently on the receiving end of migrant-fueled hybrid warfare from the Russian ally. "I'm quite convinced about the contingency plans that they have. And I must say, of course, nobody knows exactly if this will be enough or not," Johansson admitted. "But I think that Poland are quite well prepared and this is good." While Europe's Home Affairs Commissioner may be expressing confidence in the bloc's ability to deal with yet another refugee crisis, the continent already appears to be buckling under existing pressure caused by an influx of migrants. The European continent, after a brief reprieve caused by the Chinese coronavirus, saw a significant spike in the number of people claiming asylum in 2021, growing by a third over the previous year. This is despite the fact that, according to a globalist UN official, Europe has been violence, ill-treatment and pushback on would-be migrants. Meanwhile, migrant-related crime has also led to a political shift within the EU, with the number of New Year's Eve sex attacks made against girls in Milan in 2021 prompting outrage in Italy. "Behind every act of violence, there is a mother, a wife, a daughter, women who are harassed, assaulted, raped and humiliated by unscrupulous thugs who often have no right to stay in our country," decried one local councillor from Matteo Salvini's Lega party. "Illegal immigrants that the left has welcomed into our city and then abandoned them to their fate," the councillor continued. Meanwhile, in France, it has been revealed that more than half of the general public believes in the so-called Great Replacement Theory, which states that elites are trying to replace the native French population with migrants. The theory has since become one of the cornerstones of Eric Zemmour's campaign for the French presidency, with the candidate declaring that he feels it is his duty to save the country from the phenomena. "I could have remained a journalist and writer, but I felt that my duty was to save France from the Great Replacement," the candidate of Berber Jewish heritage said. "I am not a traditional politician, I will keep my promises."